A broad and unflinching investigation into the abuse and discrimination of disabled Australians will be at the centre of a soon-to-be-called Royal Commission. The ABC has obtained details of draft terms of reference for the Commission, and they appear to conform with the hopes of advocates who've been calling for the widest possible brief for the probe. Here's political reporter Tom Eagledon.
The draft terms of reference were presented to an advisory body earlier this week in advance of their public release on Monday.
They're going to be very broad, which is exactly what we wanted.
Ross Joyce is CEO of the Federation of Disability Organisations and was at the meeting where Social Services Minister Paul Fletcher revealed the document.
It's violence, abuse, exploitation and neglect, and it's covering it in the widest context, which means that any area of community can be looked at. So it could be from service providers to just in-home as well.
Next comes the public's chance to have their say.
We're pretty pleased with the way it's looking. Obviously, that's going to be the subject of going out for public comment, and that will be happening next week. And the public will have around about 7 to 10 days. To get their comments in.
Before letters patent can be forwarded to the Governor-General, commissioners must be chosen. The meeting was told there could be up to six.
There are quite a number of people with disability that do have significant expertise in the legal area.
Ross Joyce says it's vital that at least one commissioner is a disabled person.
I think it'd be great if it was the head commissioner, was a person with disability.
Social Services Minister Paul Fletcher's office says consultations are continuing, including with state governments who've been formally asked to participate.
So they need those letters back signing that off, that they're participating. Our understanding is that all states and territories have indicated that they are definitely supporting the Royal Commission, which is great news.
Greens Senator Jordan Steelejohn has been instrumental in Parliament to bring on the Royal Commission.
I will be, I think, holding some good friends of mine, having a few tears.
Australians hearing evidence from the Commission may be moved to a different kind of tears.
We are on a course for a profound societal reckoning. This Commission will represent a moment in time from which we depart from the idea that to be a disabled person is to kind of exist in a benign way in our society.
And he's paying tribute to 5 years' worth of lobbying from advocates.
And it is that community pressure that has brought Scott Morrison to announce the Royal Commission, if that is indeed what he does on Monday.
And that's Green Senator Jordan Steelejohn ending Tom Eagledon's report.